Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf for Yud Beis Tishrei, as we prepare, going from Yom HaKippurim to Sukkos, is Peches in Meseches Pesachim, the 411th daf in Shas. Today's daf is going to continue with the Agadita of yesterday. There was much Agadita that we had yesterday. Today's will continue with the description of Klal Yisrael in the Golus of Edom and in the Golus of Bavel. The Gemara will discuss the tremendous love of the Amoraim for learning Torah and their Mesiris Nefesh for learning Torah. And then our daf on Peches Amid Aleph, about one third of the way down, we'll get back into our Mishnah of the case of a Yassam who had an apotropis that slaughtered the Karban Pesach for him. The Gemara will make reference to the Sugya of Breira, as it did in the previous daf. Then the Gemara will get involved in general with who you should consult in your family before you shech the Karban Pesach to make sure that you're part of that they're part of your Chabura, and who can you automatically assume is part of the Chabura. The Gemara will go on towards the bottom, discuss the halach of the Mishnah that said that an Eved of two Shutfin can't eat from both of the master's Karban Pesach. And then Gemara will discuss the line in the Mishnah that Chati Eved Chati Ben Chorin, so the Eved, the Tzad Eved, does not eat by the Adam. And the Gemara will discuss the implication for that and discuss some of the famous issues that come up for Chati Eved Chati Ben Chorin that we have in other places in Shas as well. We will then go on to a Mishnah on Amud Beis about a master instructing his Eved to do Shchitas Karban Pesach, and we'll discuss if the Eved makes a mistake in carrying out the Adon's intention. That will be a Talmudic analysis as well, all of the implications through Peches Amud Beis. Let's begin where we had left off on Pei Zayin Amud Beis, Tani Rebbe Chiya, about 10 lines from the bottom. Ma'i Dichsiv, Elokim Heivin Darko V'hu Yodin Yoda Es Mekoymai. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows its place and understands its way, actually vice versa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows its way and understands its place. What does that refer to? Yodea HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands Klal Yisrael. She'eni yichon l'kabel gzeres achzorios Edom. That they cannot handle the brutality of Edom. V'fichach higlos on the Bavel. For that reason, they were sent to Babylon in Golos and not to Edom. Gomer Rebbe Lazar and Rebbe Lazar taught lo higla HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Yisrael l'Bavel. El b'pnei shamuka kishol. The reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Klal Yisrael to Bavel is because, like Sha'ol, like the greatest depths. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Hosea, Ma'ad miyad Sha'ol efdei mimavas egolim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will shave us from these depths. So as a fulfillment of that, Bavel makes sense because you have to go down from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. B'china Amar, Mipnei Shekarav L'shanim L'shan Torah. B'china says because their language of Aramaic is very similar to Lashon of Torah, as we experienced by reading Aramaic in the Gemara. They sent us to our mother's house. In other words, because of Avram Avinu that came from Ur Kasdim. Mashal Adam, it would be analogous to a person, Shekos Alishto, that got angry at his wife. Lehecha Meshagra, where does he send her to? Lebeis Ima, to her mother's house. Vayindura Bechzandra, there were three that were sent back to their sources. Mit'an is the source. Eluhain, Yisrael. Yisrael was sent back to its original source. Kesef Mitzrayim, the money of the Mitzrayim. Uksav Luchos. Yisrael, Hoda Amr. Yisrael we already described. Kesef Mitzrayim, Dichsivayi, Bashana Chamishus Lemelech, Rechavam, Ola Shishak Melzayim Yisraelayim, that Shishak came to Yerushalayim, and he took all the monies from Rechavam. He took it back to Mitzrayim. Ksav Luchos, Tichsiv Ashbrem Leinechem. Tana and Chazal taught, Luchos Nishbru, Luchos were broken. However, V'Oisios Parchos, the letters flew up to Shemayim. Ula Amar, Ula says the reason that Bavel was the place of choice, Kadesh Yochlu Tamarim, in order that they should be able to eat dates, which Rashi says there are a lot of them in Bavel. We continue on Amud Peches Amud Aleph, Yasku B'Torah, and thereby be able to sustain themselves on dates and learn Torah. Ula came to Pumbedisa, Krivale Turina de Tamri. They brought him a basket of dates. Amalu. He said, Kama kihani bezuzi. How many of these dates can I buy with a zuz? Amale, tlas bezuzi. You could get 3. Amar, he said, Malatsanu de duvsha bezuzi. You could fill up a whole basket of honey with these 3 dates, and you get that for a zuz. Ubavloi lo aski bedaraisa. They're not osek in Torah. In other words, you have all that you need. You should be osek in more Torah. Baila tsarua. That night, the dates that he ate gave him pain. He had a stomach problems from it. Omar, and he said the opposite. Molitzan asam de musa bezuz above. For one zuz, you get something that could, quote unquote, kill you. Ubavloi oski baraisa, and they're able to be osek in Torah at all. Omar Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbi Lazar taught, my dichsiv v'holchu amim rabim. It says that the goyim will want to go out to the house of Jacob. Avram Yitzchak, Avram and Yitzchak are not chosen. But the meaning is that the Beis Hamikdash is not like Avram. Particularly now we're talking about the Bayis Shlishi Shekasa Bahar, that Avram is embodied with the mountain. Shnemar Shiyoyim HaYoyim Bahar Hashem Yireh. V'lo Ki Yitzchak Shekasa Basada. But rather, as the Yaakov is defined as a house, Rashi's take on this Gemara is that Yaakov is representative of someone who actually is able to quote unquote settle down. It's great, the day of the bringing in of all the exiled, kiyom shnei bo shemayim v'aretz, will be as great as the creation of heaven and earth. Shnemar v'niktzu betzu b'nei Yehuda b'nei Yisrael yachdav, v'sam lahem rosh echad v'olu min haaretz, ki gadol yom Israel, uksiv ayer v'yom echad. This day of Yom Israel, Rashi explains, which is the day of Knis of Klal Yisrael to Golus, like the Yom, just like it's called Yom, so too, the Yom, the first day, v'ayer v'yivoker yom echad. Mark continues to analyze the Mishnah that we had on Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. We learned Yosem Sheshachtu Alav Apotropis, and let's look back at the Mishnah. Ye'achal b'makom shu roitze. A Yosem that has the Apotropis that slaughters for him, but there were 2 different Apotropis. He could choose either one. Analyzes the Gemara. Shamas mina yesh breira. That it seems that we would say breira. We explained in yesterday's daf that breira is the concept that retroactively, b'shas shchita, we now know it was designated for him to be with apotropos A, who he chooses to be at, not apotropos B, even though we only know that the yosem chose it after the shchita. Amar Rabbi Zera answered, sela beis avos, a sef for every house, mikol makom, in any way. In other words, the Baal Bais has a mind to include all the Bnei HaBayis, and included in this case is the Yasam, but the Yasam doesn't have to have in mind. And therefore, it doesn't need his Das at all. Since it doesn't need his Das, then you don't even need the power of Breira. Tanur Rabban Selveis, Vais Mamich Adam Mevi, V'shaychet, the person could bring a carbon, and slaughter al Yidei B'nai Ubita Ektan, V'yidei Avda Yushfuch Asai HaKnanim, Bein Midaitam, Bein Shalom Midaitam. Since there's a responsibility for the father to be Mechanech, the Bnei Abayis, then automatically they're included and it doesn't need their Das as well. However, that only applies to Ketanim. But there you need their Das. On the other hand, Tanya Idach, we learned in another Braisa, that it has to be done midas all of these people. Then with these individuals, like for example the small children, that could be done imishlo midaitan because it's the parents' responsibility of chinuch on those children. V'kulan sheshachtu v'shachat rabban alein, and the cases mentioned above, if they decide to bring their own carbon, yet their master also brought a carbon with them, yotzim b'shel rabban v'yotzim b'shel atzman, they automatically are yotze with their masters, and they're not included in the one they actually commissioned to be slaughtered by the kohen. Chutz min ish, the exception is a woman, sheichola limchos, that she's allowed to protest. Asks the Gemara, Maishna Isha. Rashi explains this kasha. Then how is the Isha different from an Eved and a Shifcha? That here she's able to be Mocha. Amarava, Rava, Isha v'chol d'damayla. You're right. It didn't mean to exclude specifically an Isha and all those people that are similar to an Isha. Asks Gemara, Hagufa kasha, but that in itself is problematic. Amit chutzman Isha sheichol limchas. You said that the reason we exclude an Isha is because she could protest. Taima de machi, only if she protests. Halo machi nafkeshel baila. But otherwise, she would be included in her husband. Vaktani reisha, but didn't we learn in the reisha of Allah de ishto elami daiton hastama lo nafka that you need the positive affirmation from the woman? Otherwise, she's not included. And the reisha contradicts the seifa because the seifa says that only when the woman protests is she not included. Answers the Gemara, my elami daita. What does it mean in the Resha when it says only from her das? Lav da amri in elobistama. It doesn't mean that she said yes, rather even stama. La fucha fuke hecha da amr lo. Coming to exclude, if she says she doesn't want to be included, then of course she would not. Asks the Gemara, vakulam sheshachta v'shacha rabban lein yotze b'shel rabban. In the case in where they're included in the masters, the mistama, that's the case of stama, k'tani chutzman isha. We said that the woman is not included because she could protest. You don't need a positive affirmation of the woman. However, if she brings another Pesach, then it's considered as if she protested. The Gemara now continues with the halach of the Mishnah of Eved Shel Shnei Shutvim that we learned in the Mishnah, that an Eved that belongs to two Shutvim, there are not included Karban Pesach of both of his masters. That's what our Mishnah had said. Eved shel shnei shutvim. Look back. Lo yachal mishel shneim. Take a look at the Gemara now. 10 lines from the bottom on Peches Amenal. Ramile, Ravina Sabler, Rav Nachman, Ravina asked. Now we learned in our Mishnah, Eved shel shnei shutvim lo yachal mishel shneim. On the one hand, we learn that they don't eat by both of the masters. Rashi says that either master could always say, I don't want you to be doing this right now, enjoined in this person's Karban Pesach, and therefore we can never know for sure that they're included with the permission of the other master. Vatanya, but there's another Brisa Ravina asked, Ratzim Zelchel, he can eat from either one. Rav Nachman answered, Pasya Ukma, dark kli. In other words, this was a criticism. Miniu Minach, from us we could learn the following. To Stayim Shmaitza, we could answer our Sugya masnisim b'dekapti adadi brisa deloy kapti adadi. Our mission was talking about where the master A is makbid on master B when he's taking the eved to do something he doesn't want. So therefore, if master B is going to set him aside for the Karban Pesach, master A in general is makbid on his shutev, so then he'll be makbid, and then the eved won't be able to eat. However, brisa deloy kapti adadi. Bryce is talking about where they're not machmir on each other. We learned also in our Mishnah, Misha Chetzi of Eved, Vechetzi Ben Chorin, if he's a half Eved and he's a half Ben Chorin. So then we said, the Mishnah told us, Lo Yochel Mishel Rabo, he can't eat from his master, because the master, presumably Rashi explained on the Mishnah, did not intend to include the Eved with the part of his Karban Pesach if it wasn't a responsibility of his. And the Eved is only 50% of him. So he didn't want to designate an Eved and give him 100% when the Eved really is only his responsibility for 50%. Analyzes the Gemara. Mishel Rabbi Yehuda lo yachel. He doesn't eat from his master. Mishel Atzmo yachel. But he eats from his own Karban Pesach. That's what it seems from our Mishnah. V'atanya, but didn't we learn in Braisa lo yachel lo mishel lo v'lo mishel Rabbi? That he eats from neither of them. Answers the Gemara, Loi Kasha, Kan Commissioner Rishoina, Kan Commissioner Achroina. This is an important teaching in Meseches Chagiga. Mishnah Rishoina refers to the first version, and then Mishnah Achroina is the second version. We have this in quite a few places in Shas, this concept of Mishnah Rishona and Mishnah Achroina. And here we have in regards to a chetzi of a chetzi mecharin. It's not we learned in the Mishnah. Mishnah in Chagiga, in the beginning of the Maseches. Misha chetzi of Eved v'chetzi ben Charin, Eved es Rabbi Yoy Mechad es Atzma Yoy Mechad. He worked for himself one day and for the master another day. Divrei Beisol Beishami Yarmim, Tekantam es Rabbi, you've helped his master, v'es Atzma Yoy Tekantam. But you haven't helped him. He's stuck in a bind. Lisa Shivchaini Yachol Shekvar chetzi Eved v'chetzi ben Charin. He can't marry a shifcha because there's a side of him that's a ben charon. Lisa bascharon any yachol. He can't marry a bascharon shadayin chetzio evit. He's still a half an evit. Yivatel. He's going to sit and do nothing. Valolo nivra olam el lepiria verivya. The world was created for procreation. Without it, the world can't go on. Shnemer loisel varala shevis yitzar. The pasuk in Yeshaya says, "You shall not sit idly." The world is meant to be populated by parents. Elam ipnei tikkun olam, due to tikkun olam kaifnes rabbi, we force the master to free him vaisais ben charon. V'kaisiv shtar chetzi damav, and he writes a shtar to release that half of his value, that half of the avdus. The chazru beis hillel, the mishnah achrona was that beis hillel went lahoras ki beis shammai to paskin and follow the opinion of beis shammai, and therefore he'll be able to eat from his own carbon pesach. That was what we had learned in this price. In our Mishnah, Yoichel Mishal Atzmai, because ultimately we're going to force the master to free him, and then of course he can eat from his own Karban Pesach. Let's begin a new Mishnah. Omer La'avdoi, someone says to his servant, say, Ushchot Alai Esa Pesach, go out and shecht for me a Karban Pesach. Shechet Gidi, Yeochel. The master could eat from it, even if normally he doesn't eat a goat, but rather he eats a Tleh. Tleh is a type of lamb. Nevertheless, it's okay. Shachat tleh, yeyachel. If he slaughtered a tleh, he could eat it. Shachat gi utleh. What happens if he slaughtered both a gedi and a tleh for the Karban Pesach? Yachel min arishon. Then he eats from the first one that was slaughtered. The master eats from the first one. He only told him one. Shachach ma amar loy rabbi. What if the master forgot what he told him and he slaughtered both of them? Ketzed yaseh. In this case, it's the Eved that forgot which one the master had told him to shecht. And Rashi adds, they're already geshechten. So he goes like this. Ketza yase, yishachet tzleugdi, v'yomer im gedi amali rabbi, if my master told me the gedi shelo tzli shali, the gedi is for him and the tzle is for me. V'im tzle amali rabbi, and if he said tzle, hatzle shelo v'gedi shali. Excuse me, the next case is when it was already slaughtered. This was a case where Shachach Masha Amar Lo Rabbo was where it had not been slaughtered yet. Shachat Rabbo Ma Amar Lo, previous case was that the Eved had forgotten before the Shechita. Now, after the Shechita, the master forgot. Here we have to learn it was after the Shechita because otherwise the master could instruct him again. But here, it was already after the Shechita. Shachat Rabbi Ma'amalo, Shnei En Yatzu LeBeis HaSreifa. In such a case, both of the karbonos have to be burnt. Upturim Milasos Pesach Sheni. But nevertheless, they're potter from the Pesach Sheni. Rashi explains, because there was appropriate Shechita and Zrika. And since there was an appropriate Shechita and Zrika, that is enough. Gemara continues, Pshita, Shachat Gedi Yeyachel. If he slaughtered a Gedi, then the master could eat it, even though normally the master asks him for a tleh. Afagav deragel b'tleh. Shachat tli yachal, afagav deragel b'gdi. Shachat gdi utleh, yachal min harishon. Then in such a case, we said he eats from the first. That's what we learned in our Mishnah. Asks the Gemara, v'atanya, but didn't we learn in Braisa, ein nimin mal shnei psachim ke'echad. You can't be included on two different carbon psachim, and that you're going to decide retroactively which one you want to eat from. Rashi explains, because this is the concept of Ein Breira that we've discussed in the previous Dapim as well, and that is, you can't just say, oh, I'll be in two, and then I'll just choose later on. So how could the master be included in both of those karbanos? At the end of the day, shouldn't this be a problem of Breira? Umaisa, and we learned a mice in this regard. Melech u'malka, there was a king and queen. Shamru l'avdeim so yishchot aleinu as ha-pesach. Go out and shecht for the Karban Pesach. V'yotzu v'shechtu alein shnei psachim. They slaughtered two of them. Bo v'sholu as ha-melech. Amr lahem l'chu v'sholu as ha-malka. Ask the queen which one she wants. Bo v'sholu min ha-malka. Amr lahem l'chu v'sholu as Rebbe Gamliel. Go ask Rebbe Gamliel. Rashi explains that the king was suggesting to speak to the queen to ask her chachma of what to do. But the queen deferred as appropriate to the Balei Halacha, to Rebbe Gamliel. Bal v'shalos Rebbe Gamliel, amar lehem, malko melech, the daitan kala elein, a king and a queen, that their das is light, in that they're not makbid, they have many, many gdi and tla, and they're not so concerned that you slaughtered both of them. Yochlim and Arishon, they could eat from the first, because they're fine with either one you choose. Anan lo nachel min arishon v'lo min hasheni, we can't eat from both, because it could very well be that if you took both of my animals, I was saving the gedi for something else, and therefore I'd be makbid if you did the gedi first, and because of the achshash, so then you can't eat from neither the first nor the second. Similarly, v'shuv pamachas nimtzeis halta b'beis hamat bachim, there was once one of the eight shrutzim that's metame b'maga, that was found in the slaughterhouse. Ubikshu tami kol suda kula, and they wanted to say that the entire suda was tame because maybe this halta had come in contact with all the food. Bovishal samelcham lechu shalos amalka, asked the queen. Bovishal samelcham lechu shalos Rebbe Gamliel. Bovishal samelcham beis hamat bachim roteach otzonin. They asked whether the slaughterhouse was cold or hot. Amar le roseach, said it's hot. Amar lehem lechu veitilu aleim kol shel tzonin. Rebbe Gamliel suggested that they go pour cold water on top of the insect, which was found amongst the hot things in the beis hamat bachim. They poured cold water on Verichisha, and it began to shake. In other words, to show that it was alive. It seems like the contrast of the hot versus the cold caused its nervous system to react, and Rebbe Gamliel thought that was enough to be convinced that it was alive. Imtza, the Gemara concludes whimsically, Melech Tali B'malka. Maybe we can even add, a wise king is the dependent on his queen, he sends and asks the queen the question. V'nimtzes malka tzuli b'Rebbe Gamliel, and a wise queen relies on Rebbe Gamliel. Nimtzes kol ha-su'uda tzuli b'Rebbe Gamliel. The entire su'uda was dependent on the psak of Rebbe Gamliel. I was looking around who this melech and malka were. It's not clear. The closest that we have for identifying them is that, number one, this is Rebbe Gamliel ha-zaken, and it was a time that there was still a melech and malka that was in Yerushalayim. That's what's brought down in the name of the Yahweh. It's fascinating Gemara. The Gemara continues, Shachach Masha Omer Loi Rabbi. We learned that if Eved, we corrected ourselves and said before the Shechita, had forgotten which one his master had told him whether to do a Tle or a Gedi. So then he makes a Tanai, and he says, whatever the master says should be for him, and what he didn't say should be mine. Asks the Gemara a very basic question, Shali? Masha Kana Eved Kana Rabbi. We have a rule, whatever the Eved owns, the master owns. So how could he do the suggestion and say that there is something that's Shali, that he's buying for himself? Whatever he gets for himself, to slaughter for himself, will become the master's. Amar Abaye holech etzel roa haragel rabo etzlo. He goes to a shepherd who would also sell the sheep, who his master normally buys, denichale bitakanta de rabbe, who is interested in helping out his master, and the shepherd would be makne to the Eved, one of the two of the Gedi Otzleh, on the condition that the master doesn't have Rishus, the one that turns out the master did not say, the shepherd is being makne to the Eved with the condition that the master does not have any Rishus. According to some opinions, not all, Tosis and Dibra Maschel Almanas say that would be a work that you can make a Kinyan Le'Eved Almanasha in the Rabbi Rishusbo, and that is elaborated on in Kedushin on Daf Chav Gimel on the base. Tosis Dibra Maschel Al discusses that. What about the other case that the Mishnah discussed? Shachach Rabbi Masha Amarle. If the master forgot after it was slaughtered what he had told him, Amar Abaye lo shanu el sheshachach achar zrika. The only time this mission applies if the master forgot after the zrika was done. Then at the time the zrika was done, the Karban Pesach was edible because there was one that was destined for him.
Avol shachach lefnei zrika. But if you forgot before zrika, dechiz rik dam lo avichaz l'achila. Then the carbon pesach wasn't chaz l'achila during the time of the zrika's dam. Chayavin lasses pesach sheni. Then another pesach needs to be brought. Ikud matzal abraisa. Some apply this to a braisa. Chamisha shenisarvu oros pischein zebzeh. There was a mixture of the hides of the carbon pesach with each other. V'nimtzes yabelas me'echamehen, and there was a mum of a yabelas. Yabelas is some type of wart on one of the carbon pesach that would passel the whole carbon pesach. Kulan yotzen beis asreifu p'turim lasses pesach sheni. On the one hand, they can't eat any of the carbon now because it's one out of five that it's a carbon pasul. However, since the shechita and the zrika was done at a time that there was no awareness, they're potter milasas pesach sheni, there isn't a chiyuv to bring a pesach sheni. Rashi points out that the Gemara later on will be bothered, but at the end of the day, there was one of those karbanos that was actually pasul. How could it be that everybody's pasul? Amar Abaye, everybody's kosher, and does not need to bring a pesach sheni. Amar Abaye, lo shena lo shenisarvu l'achaz zrika. The only time this applies is if they were mixed up after Zrika, the Be'idna Dizrik Dam, because at the time that the blood was sprinkled, Mi'a v'chazil achila was possible to eat. Avol nesarvu lefnei Zrika, but if it was done before Zrika, at the moment of Zrika, the carbon pesach was not edible. So in order to be yotze, the chiyuv of carbon pesach, all you need is that at the time of Zrika, it's edible. But nesarvu lefnei Zrika, chayavin lasas pesach sheni. So then you have to bring a pesach sheni. Says our Gemara, Ma demasni, Amas Nisan, the one who learned in our Mishnah that you're now potter from Pesach Sheni in the case of where the master forgot, Kol Shekena Braisa. Certainly, in regards to the Braisa, we would say that if it was not known about the Psul or the fact that it had been forgotten, so then the halacha would be that at that time the Sirika was entirely acceptable, and you don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. And in the inverse, and this is the critical Kol Shekein over here, in the case of the Mishnah where it was known already beforehand that the master had forgotten, then he has to bring a Pesach Sheni. Kol Shekein Abraisa, certainly the case of Abraisa where it was known that was a Psul. Man demasni Abraisa, there are those who learn that in the Abraisa he has to bring a Pesach Sheni if they were aware of the Psul before the Zrika, alos nisan lo, but in our Mishnah, kim dikshirin inu, since at the end of the day, in our Mishnah was kosher, the only problem was that he didn't remember. Di idkar, because if he would remember, havechazi achila, then it would turn out that it was shaykh for achila. So kamei shemayim galia. In shemayim, we know that it's kosher. Mirtzeh Hashem, tomorrow's daf, we will discuss, how could it be that all five karbanos are going to be kosher, if we know for sure that one of them is possible. Be'ezer Hashem, this concludes Daf Peches in Meseches Psachim. Hopefully we're going to be trying to take care of the Chiyuvei Hayom as we get closer to Sukkos, as well as other family responsibilities. But I hope to get back now even into the routine of the Halacha from the Daily Daf, and Be'ezer Hashem, we will post that as a separate file. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Peches in Meseches Psachim.